Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI. Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a
bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, MCMIReport.com.
Oh, baby, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Long.
True.
Yeah.
The ill diabolical fiendish mad scientist. Killer cartel ruler land with an iron fist. Rusty jokes I be spitting at. Body new rappers, homie, watch who you getting at. Rat, your bull cat snap back. I'll hit you with the brat till your cat snap back. Further, knocking on them pearly gates. I'm organizing late funerals and early wakes for any hot stepper trying to dance with the devil. Grave digger, stand over your corpse with a shovel. Dropping dirt on it, fill it up and then I'm out. They building something on the land, so now I gotta dig them out. Hood fella, I'm robbed for De Niro. Too many lives lost for trying to be a hero. My patience is zero, I'm keeping it 100. Every time I had a fight in my life, I never fronted. I'm the thrill.
Man, poor night of the living dead. Tombstone hop, hop. Got a price on my head, graveyard shift. Gotta keep the monsters fed. Things that go bump in the night, fool. Yeah, I'm the illest man, poor night of the living dead. Tombstone hop, hop. Got a price on my head, graveyard shift. Gotta keep the monsters fed. Things that go bump in the night, fool.
Spit a murder verse, scary as Oscar 31st. Housekeeping, street sweeping when doing my dirty work. Marijuana sparker, playing that drum like Travis Barker. Fam, I will valet park ya. Take your keys and get that cake before you leave. Gun talk, shooting the breeze. I put a popper through your chopper, drop 100 MCs. Heart 10 below, but I spit the summer degrees. That Mac wind made his hat spin. It's a million mad men in my trash bin. So when I bucket you fast, I calm your front line, call it muscle relaxer. Results of my violence is silence, we all can sleep. Me home, you 6 feet deep. Well known heavy hitter, whoever wanted. Every time I step to the plate, I never run it, I'm the illest.
Man, night of the living dead, tombstone hop, hop. Got a price on my head, graveyard shift. Gotta keep the monsters fed, things that go bump in the night, fool. Yeah, I'm the illest man, night of the living dead, tombstone hop, hop. Got a price on my head, graveyard shift. Gotta keep the monsters fed, things that go bump in the night, fool. Yeah,
I'm a product of the projects, a menace to society. My conscience thinks progress, but my greed thinks follow me. Give me that, run that, kill me or I come back. Taking what I wanna take, homie, I'm a scumbag. So disrespectful, I know my parents taught me better than that. But couldn't keep me from my felony rap. Not talk about music, this is felony robbery. Strong arm with the Uzi, intercept the economy. Touchdown, get down clown, kiss the ground. And I'm too broke to own a silencer, homie, this is loud. Matter of fact, deafening, make your ears ring. Crazy, you could get shot and not feel it at first. It's a weird thing, passed out, wake up in the emergency room. With people you never met before, nursing your wounds. Your little sister crying, doctors are inserting the tube down your throat. Oh well, nothing personal, dude, hell is the villain.
Man, night of the living dead, tombstone hop, hop. Got a price on my head, graveyard shift. Gotta keep the monsters fed, things that go bump in the night, fool. Yeah, I'm the illest man, night of the living dead, tombstone hop, hop. Got a price on my head, graveyard shift. Gotta keep the monsters fed, things that go bump in the night, fool. Yeah.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. This is your host, GMS. We are having a best of episode today, and we'll be playing great interviews and conversations we've had over the past few months. People like Homeboy Sandman, Master Ace, Kosha Dills, Sha Stimuli, Substantial, Destroy, lots of people, Pac FM. So stay tuned. I just hit you with a bunch of new music. Even though it's a best of show, you're still going to always set it off with some music up at the top of the hour. My co-host, LR Blitzkrieg, running late today, but he might pop in later on in the show. But don't call us up. We're mostly playing pre-recorded past shows, so we're not taking calls this week. We'll be back taking calls next week when we have Chords Cordero stopping in. Shout out to Rusty Jux. He was scheduled for today, but his appearance on the show had to be postponed, and will be rescheduled in the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, like I said, we have Corus Cordero next Friday. You might have heard him on the joint 30,000 Feet and Rising by St. Joe Louis. He was singing on that. You might have seen him performing with PH and my group Hydra at Southpaw a couple times. He just dropped a project for WMD. WMD presents Corus Cordero Catalyst Evolution EP, produced by Judah, and that's going to come out next week, featuring C-Ray's Walls, D-Black, and Elite Right of St. Joe Louis. So he'll be on the show next week talking about that. And those of you who aren't as familiar with the man and his music will be able to get to know him a little. And at that time, you can call us up. And if you want to listen to the show and you're listening on the internet and you want to take the show with you to go, there's a couple of ways you can do it. First of all, if you have a smartphone, of course, you could just go online and stream the show live as we're broadcasting. But if you don't have a smartphone, you can call us from any cell phone at 646-478-3599. When you call that number, you'll be asked if you have a question or want to speak to the host or if you just want to listen. So you can just stay on the line and you can listen to the show that way. Sometimes I do that when I'm in the car and I just plug in my headphone jack into the car and I'll listen on the speakers when I'm driving around. You can also check out the videos for most of the music we play on this show at mcmireport.com. If you'd like to email us about advertising, guest appearances, or you have questions for myself, GMS, or my co-host, LR Blitzkrieg, or anything else related to the show, you can hit us up at radio@mcmireport.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @MCMIReport, and myself personally at @GMS_MCMI if you want to get at me directly. So right now we're going to get into a little bit more music, and you'll be hearing interviews throughout the show on this best of episode. MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, MCMIReport.com.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call it. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So, it's MCMI Radio, Friday night.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that, you know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk.
MCMI Radio, we're here today with Master Ace, one of the legends and still currently reigning kings of hip-hop, in my opinion, and I'm sure on a lot of other people. We just came back from playing some joints up at his album, Arts and Entertainment, with Ed O.G. So now we're just going to talk about his new album, M.A. Doom, Son of Yvonne. You just put this album out in July, right?
Yeah, it just came out July 17th. Excited about it. It's a collaboration, my lyrics, MF Doom beats, and we just kind of married the two together and came up with something interesting.
What made you want to, you know, do an album with strictly Doom beats?
Honestly, a friend of mine had given me his Special Herbs instrumentals maybe 2 years ago or so, maybe a little longer than that ago, and you know, I just drove around listening to them. You know, I like listening to instrumentals and driving, whatever. I get song ideas and lyric ideas sometimes. And that's pretty much what happened. I started driving around with him. For about a year I was driving with him, and I started getting some ideas for songs and lyrics and lines, and decided it would be a good idea to maybe do a mixtape off of these beats. So that was the original idea. And then we had a meeting with Fat Beats about some other business, and kind of had mentioned that I was working on this mixtape. And when they heard about it, they were like, whoa, why would you want to give that away for free? You know, that's yep. something that needs to get sold. And so they kind of talked me into it. You know, when they added money to the picture, they kind of talked me into making it a commercial release. And then at that point, you know, once I knew that people were going to be spending their hard-earned money on it, I didn't want it to just be a bunch of rhymes, just rhyming about whatever. I wanted to make it a little bit more meaningful. And so I went in the studio and tried to put together a cohesive record with songs that had, you know, a purpose. I decided to dedicate the record, you know, to the memory of my mom, who passed away in 2005, and kind of make it a story about my childhood growing up in Brooklyn, New York, 12 years old, and how I got into hip-hop, and how hip-hop kind of affected me at that age, and how her record collection played a part in everything, and just dedicated to her, and just a way to say thank you, you know, for all that she did for me as a kid growing up.
Nice.
Now, you know, we talked earlier about the legendary Juice Crew, and you had a video blog once talking about trying to put together a Juice Crew reunion at one of your shows, and how, you know, you reached out to all the members, and it was really hard to get everyone on the same page and make that show happen. Well, on this album, you got, you know, Juice Crew member Big Daddy Kane. I think it's on the song Think I Am, which also has MF Doom rapping on it, right? How was it working with Big Daddy Kane, you know, another one of the great legendary hip-hop artists?
Well, the best part about that was the fact that he and I hadn't been on a record together since Symphony Part 2. Wow,
really?
Which was a long time ago. It was 91, I think, Symphony Part 2 came out. So we haven't been on a record together since that time. And, you know, we had bumped into each other here and there. He would always say, yo, man, let me know. You know, do something, let me know. And I just never had the right record or the right moment. I don't like just collaborating for the sake of collaborating. That's just never been me. Mm-hmm. I like to have, I want the person to fit the song and for there to be a reason why he's on the record. And once Kane kind of became part of the storyline of the album, you know, there's a skit that actually references him, and then there's a song called Slow Down where I actually mention his name in the song. So it just kind of naturally made sense for him to be the choice. And, you know, I made the call. We did all everything through email. You know, that's the new way, new digital age. We don't get to go in the studio no more. But I was just happy that he was able to return the lyrics to me so quickly and promptly. And I'm glad we collaborated together again.
And what is that song, Think I Am? What is the concept of that song? Like, what are y'all building up?
We just talking junk. You know, that's probably one of the only songs that's not really a true concept. It's just, you're just talking stuff and then telling whoever it is that you're talking to who you think I am.
I got you. And MF Doom, is that the only track that he's spitting on?
Yeah, that's the only rap collaboration is that song.
Okay.
Well, I think that since you got this new album out, and I know Craig G's got a new album coming out pretty soon, I think it's called Ramblings of an Old Man, and, you know, Kane's been out there doing his thing, touring, doing shows and stuff. I think you guys might want to do it, you know, in the next, like, year or two, and you guys can all, you know, tour your stuff with the new stuff, maybe do Rock the Bells together, you know, that's where all the reunions happen. That's just me putting that out there, that's all.
Hey, I second that. That sounds like a great idea.
Everything sounds like a great idea on paper.
But, you know, Bliss, did you watch that vlog about Ace hollering at everybody for the show. It's like,
I haven't seen that one. Somebody's
got to spearhead it. It's hard. It's, you know how it is with us and our crews. It's hard to get everyone in the room, or you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that particular little video, that was just us trying to get together to do the symphony one time. Like, it wasn't even
a show.
It was just one show. You know, Nas was headlining, Rock the Bells that year, and the goal was to try to get all four of us on stage together on Nas's set.
Which was Cool G Rap as well, right? Is that the fourth?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Well,
so tell us a little bit of that story. Just, you know, give us the shorter version, but it's real interesting. You know,
well, like I said, Nas was headlining Rock the Bells, and he had mentioned, I don't know if he mentioned it to Kane or to Craig, that it might be hot to have the symphony, if he could bring out, you know, all four of us to do the symphony during his show.
Hmm.
And that got the ball rolling with all of us trying to connect the dots to make it happen. We didn't have the instrumental. Marley Marl had the instrumental. He was the only one who had it.
Wow.
I went to bat. Nobody else was willing to ask him for it, so I asked him for it, and amazingly was able to get the instrumental, which he was holding on to for dear life, I think, because, you know, it's a pretty valuable instrumental. Like, that's not something that's available anywhere. Like, if he wanted to go and sell that to some distributor somewhere in Japan, like, he could probably get a nice piece of money for it.
Yeah.
So, got the instrumental, but then, you know, the Cool G Rap factor kind of made things uncertain, because, you know, G Rap is not, his status is that he has to kind of stay close to home. I'll leave it at that.
Right.
So there was some question as to whether or not he was going to be available. And once we got close to that date and it was looking shaky for G Rap to come, I think Nas just said, Nas just nixed the whole idea.
So if you guys want to see the full story of how, you know, Ace was trying to quarterback that and make it happen, you have that video up on your website, right?
It's on my website, masterace.com.
Masterace.com, and that's MASTA, right? ACE.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
And why don't you give us your Twitter right now, too, so all the fans can hit you up after this?
Same thing, at MasterAce, MASTAACE.
Nice. So, what other joints? We're going to go into some more music, definitely go into some songs off of the new album. What joints do you want to hear?
I want to hear The Pro.
The Pro, okay.
I want to hear The Pro off of Jermaine Jones. I want to hear Home Sweet Home, because that's the first video coming out.
Okay.
And I would love to hear Slow Down.
And when can we expect that video for Home Sweet Home?
I'm actually supposed to be seeing The Rough tonight. I'm waiting for the email of The Rough.
All right. Cool.
So I think I heard that you just recently got on Facebook.
Yeah.
Finally, right? So is that something that you promote, or is that just your friends and family? Do you want to give that out, or what?
Yeah, it's Master Ace Official.
Okay.
And it's like a fan page, but I'm the one putting all of the video and photos and things up. My new PR company told me I need to really try to embrace this. Like, I've been fighting it for years, not trying to deal with Facebook, you know, and I've just decided that, you know, I need to just knock it off and try to figure it out.
Definitely.
That's what it is now. It's the viral media. You're either in it, or, you know, it definitely helps. Definitely helps.
Before we go, any tours or shows that you got in the works or planning? Any dates?
Well, right now it's football season, so I'm coaching high school football. But as soon as late November comes in, we're planning a tour in Australia. I'm looking potentially to go to Africa as well during that same time, right before Christmas. And then at the top of the year, you can look for tours coming through Canada and back through Europe again, probably in April.
Cool. All right, folks, there you have it. Hit up Master Ace's site, masterace.com, and also hit up MCMI Report. MCMIRadio.com for more information. We're definitely going to blog the album, and when the video drops, we're going to put it up on the site with links to everything. And check him out. You might see him in a town near you. Thank you once again for the discussion, Master Ace, one of the pioneers of the golden era, not old school Kool Herc Africa Bambaataa, but of the golden era, you know, and still doing it today and putting it down and really putting out good music that we can all appreciate. And so we appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well, guys. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be heard and be seen. You know, without media outlets like yourself, it'd be very difficult for me.
No doubt. So we're going to get into that music off of the new album, M.A. Doom. And we'll be back with more MCMI Radio.
Yeah. It's good to be home. No place like it. Home sweet. Home. Hey yo, I'm going back to Cali. For all the ladies in the valley, and the weather more beautiful than Halle. And I done been all through the hood. My boy Dougie D, man, he took me on a tour through the hood. Slauson, swap meat, Crenshaw, stop eat. Then go to Melrose, cop a pair of shell toes. Then I'm jumping on the 5 North. First I gas up, and then I drive off. Up to the bay, and oh how I love it in the bay. Same way I love it in LA. I get a lot of love up on Hate Street. Folks look up to me like I'm 8 feet tall. Hey yo, the West Coast got it all. And every time I go, man, I have a ball. Fun time, sunshine, that's right up my alley, yo. That's why I'm going back to Cali.
I'll be back, but now I'm gone. You know what they say, no place like home. I keep reminders in my phone. Worldwide, I be all in my zone.
Say la vie, say la vie.
Adios, adios.
Au revoir, au revoir.
Cheerio.
Hey yo, I'm going back to Paris, France. And I must say that you really should go if you have a chance. The culture, the music, the art, the food, the people, they real to the heart. This is genuine love, this is not an act. And I couldn't have put it down on a hotter track. I hear a lot of cats talk a lot of smack, but I lost 6 G's and I got it back. How real is that? They get the utmost respect from me, cause the world full of cutthroats. How could I lose a grip like that? In a crowded sports bar, I get it right back.
I don't know.
It's like no place I ever went. And this'll be the biggest shout that I ever sent to any city that I ever flew to. Merci beaucoup, I salute
I'll
you.
I'll be back, but now I'm gone. You know what they say, no place like home. I keep reminders in my phone. Worldwide, I be all in my zone.
Say la vie, say la vie.
Adios,
adios.
Au revoir,
au revoir.
Cheerio.
I'm going back to the Netherlands, Switzerland, Finland, Deutschland, and the motherland. I'm going back to Joburg, back to Cape Town, back to Sydney. Oh, what a great town. Let me break down where I'm going back to. If I've been through, I want to come back through. And like a tattoo, I would stay permanent. But my love for the road don't determine it.
I'll be back, but now I'm gone. You know what they say, no place like home. I keep reminders in my phone. Worldwide, I be all in my zone.
Say la vie, say la vie.
Adios,
adios.
Au revoir,
au revoir.
Cheerio. Ho, sweet.
MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. We're back with Substantial. We just played two of his joints. See Here, which was sort of the single, and that one was produced by Algorithm. And then Make Believe, that last joint, Make Believe. Yeah, that was Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
On that one. Cool. Yo, those are dope joints, man. You got some heat. Everybody needs to go get the whole album. Home is where the art is. It's really dope. You can go to mcmireport.com and read a little more about it and click the link from there. You can see the cover art, or you can head over to Substantial site. What's your website, Substantial?
You can check my blog, substantialmusic.wordpress.com. The official site is substantial-music.com.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And do you have some performances coming up promoting the record? Where are you going to be at?
Yes, sir.
next month I'll be in Atlanta at A3C with heading down there with my boys Godzilla. We're rocking out down there, and also I'm performing with them one night, and then I'm also rocking with Mellow Music during their showcase as well.
Okay.
As far as other engagements, I believe November 4th, I'm doing something with the Smithsonian Museum of Art here in the D.C. area. And then
nice.
After, yeah, thank you. After that, heading out to Japan to rock out with Marcus D., do some promo for both the new album, but also do some stuff for promote some stuff for Bob Alloy.
I bet you're probably working on some new Bob Alloy after this album that we don't know about yet, huh?
Yeah, man. We're gearing up for our second full album. It's gonna be real dope, man. It's real dope.
So you got the home front. You got the Japan fans. A lot of people all over the world, just because it's released in Japan doesn't mean only Japan is checking for that. Bop Alloy is a hit all over the place. So people can expect that. Next project, I guess you guys are not done yet. You got
not
some more music to put out, no
not
doubt.
Yeah,
dope. So that's kind of prestigious that you're rocking in the Smithsonian Museum.
Yeah.
Home is where the art is. Did the title of the record come into play when you were getting that booking? Like, did they think, oh, this is cool, this is an album about art,
sir,
so we're going to put it in the museum? That's
what was mentioned in the initial email, man. They when they saw the title, they definitely, one, there were some people on the staff who were already familiar with me, and then the title just kind of solidified it.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of ill. And then it's like, besides that, I've also been a building with various art collectors around the U.S. And around the world or whatever, trying to build and possibly set up shows here and there. So it's a good chance that over the next couple months, several of the shows that I'm going to be doing are either going to be at like art schools or like in venues that are connected with certain art collectors. So definitely going to be some not just.
Hey, man, I think Young Jock did you a favor, because Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood is a nice title, too. I like that title. But Home is Where the Art Is, it just by the right circumstances, might be opening some doors in a different way, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt. I'll be sure to high-five
title.
Him when I see him.
I know at first, you probably were like, oh, damn it, this guy.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I know it's coincidence, but, you know, when you're about to release something that someone else got the name, that's got to be annoying. But Home is Where the Art Is. That's what it is. It's definitely, you know. And the music is the main thing. The music is banging, so.
Thank you, bro.
No matter what the title is, you got a great project here, man. Over the next month, I'll probably play a couple more joints off of it and just keep it out there. But people, a little taste. Hey, where can they go and purchase the album? You know, either whether they want to download or get CD or vinyl, you know, give that information one more time.
Yeah, they can cop the CD, or again, you can cop the CD at undergroundhiphop.com too. It's also available, for people trying to go to a store and cop. FYE is supposed to be carrying it, so Barnes and Noble, places like that. If you don't see it straight up, y'all see it at some of your local retailers. Not a thing for y'all to ask. Some will let you order it at the store or whatever, have it delivered there, or you just order it online. Also check mellowmusicgroup.bandcamp.com, I believe, has the lowest digital price for it, which is $7.99. So
nice.
You can't beat that with a bat. You know?
How many tracks are on the album?
12 tracks.
12 tracks, $7.99.
Hey, not a bad look.
Yeah, definitely. Hop it direct.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's been great having you. Have you on the show several more times in the future, because you're going to keep putting out stuff with Bop Alloy and other groups and come back with your next solo and all that stuff. But we'll vibe on the music until then. And let them know your Twitter.
Yeah, Substizzle. SubStizzle.
Definitely. Facebook or anything?
Yeah, facebook.com/substantialmusic. Definitely check me out.
Cool.
And I don't shun fans.
Word.
So
as long as you ain't on
hit up Substantial and anybody who's listening anywhere in the world, Substantial loves to travel and he's toured many places in the world. He's not like a local artist that rocks his town. So get at him for bookings if you're a promoter. If you're not and you want to see him come to your town, you know, holler at whoever needs to book him to get him down there, you know. And you guys will get the live version in your town. So we're going to go back to some music, but it's been great having you. Have a good one.
Thanks,
and we'll talk to you again soon. MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk.
Yo, peace, what up? It's homeboy Sam, man, all right? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this LS. Son, peace.
MCMI. What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MCMI Radio, Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. My name is D-Shroy, and you tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father, and tell all those handicapped children out there that this situation, this MCMI Radio, holds them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life, and if it's not, tune in. Yao Ming, D-Shroy, peace.
Yeah, MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. This is the best of MCMI Radio episode. This is number 2, the second one we've done. We've heard from Master Ace already, Substantial. We got more on the way, Kosha Dills, Sha Stimuli, Pac FM, lot more people that we've had on the show that we'll be talking to. D-Shroy, who you just heard on that drop. And of course, homeboy Sandman. So definitely tune in, tweet us, include at MCMI Report. And we'll retweet your tweets and, you know, big you up to our followers. You might even get a shout-out on the air. Just to clarify, we go on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. That was an old drop because this is a best-of show. That was an old interview. So Friday, 6 to 8, you can catch us. And you can always tune in anytime and listen to the archives. Just go to mcmireport.com, click on radio, and you'll see all our past shows. Right now we're going to get into this next segment, exclusive interview on MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. It's your host, GMS. We got LR Blitzkrieg in the building. Hit us up, 646-478-3599. We can talk behind the scenes. All right, so we got Sha Stimuli talking to us right now. Been yeah. Talking about the music. We've been rocking the music. And before we went to break, I was saying you got a book out, man. Tell the people about this book and what inspired it.
You know what? I think Seinfeld really inspired it. Once I saw Seinfeld's book, Sign Language, a friend of mine bought it for me back in like 03 or something like that. And, you know, it was like his stand up in book form. And it was real simple. It was a bestseller. It wasn't a bestseller, but it made me just like start writing my thoughts down because I wasn't sure if they were funny or not, but I just write them in this little book. And it just became like, you know, like a routine to just write down more thoughts. So once I started, I did this song called Is It Me in 2005. And I think at the time I was questioning the people comparing homosexuality to the Black civil rights struggle, and I think I was talking about Red Monkey and Apes, and you know, I was just questioning a lot of stuff. So it made me do a blog called Is It Me, and I was doing that for certain sites, and then I started putting it on Facebook, and the response is what really made me think, hey, maybe I could keep going with this. And people said, oh, you should do a book, and it was stuff that was comedic, but it wasn't meant to be. Like, it wasn't like I'm trying to be funny. It was just like random thoughts on different topics and, you know, real sarcastic and real dry. So it just made me kind of think, keep going. So
now the book is called The Toilet Papers.
Yeah, Toilet Papers. Number one.
The number one, number two book.
Yep.
And toilet is spelled T-O-I-L-E-T-T-E. Is that the way toilet is spelled? I think I don't know how to spell. Or is that a play on words?
That's toilet.
That's toilet. Okay, so that's you being fancy on it. Okay.
Well, the toilet was actually taken. Toilet paper was actually taken.
Oh, someone got that one. Okay.
Yeah.
And the cover is Sha Stimuli sitting on the toilet, taking a dump, and he has this book in his hand, and he's reading it. And I guess... Is this like another Seinfeld reference? Is the coffee table book that opened up into a coffee table? So this is the toilet papers. Is this a book that you're supposed to read in the bathroom? Like my parents' house, they always have a book in the bathroom next to the toilet. You know, just like that kind of
crazy thoughts. And I couldn't, you know, I had to think of a way to kind of make it. You know, it's marketing. Like I had to think of some way to make people want to get it. So where else would you want to hear? You know, read some random thoughts other than bathroom. So.
Now, did you think these thoughts on the toilet?
I don't think so, but I don't know. Honestly, I can't remember where I think of stuff, man. I just used to write all the time, and I started MondayRamble.com because publishers told me that I needed to have a buzz before I put out a book. I was like, it's just like the music business, man.
Same formula. Well, it's pretty funny. Who did the artwork? Who drew that picture?
This guy out in Germany, someone I have never met or spoken to on the phone. I just told him the concept. He said that was his first try. Like, I was like, that's it.
When you saw it, were you just like, oh, this is it? Captured it?
Yeah, it was before I finished the book. Like, I just told him what I was thinking about doing. When I saw that, I was like, okay, this has to happen. Like, there's no way that someone in Germany who you never met, who you just talking to about artwork, and he's like, I got it. Like that, nah. I got to make it happen.
That came out good. So is this a print book or a digital or both? How can people pick up a copy?
It's both. You can go on Amazon.com and type in my name on the books, and it'll show up. That's the easiest way.
So this is a real release. This is not a blog for the listeners out. This is an actual book. This was published. And just the thoughts and ramblings of Sha Stimuli.
Yep.
So what's in the works? What are you planning? Like, do you know what you're going to do after number 12? You're coming out with number 9 soon of the Rent tapes.
Yep.
You got 9, 10, 11, 12. You got 4 more dropping.
Yep.
Have you even thought about, like, what's am I doing an album after that? Am I going on tour? Am I taking a break? Like, do you even think about that? What's your future looking like?
I flirted with the idea of retiring only because at this level, I think you can only do so much. So this is me exhausting the underground level as far as putting out material. So it will free me from... You know, when people be like, yo, what's going on? Or, you know, what's popping? Like, this is me saying, look, you don't have to ask me anything for 2012. I put in enough work.
Wow.
So next year I do want to do some videos. Like, I want to do visuals for a lot of this stuff because I didn't have the time to get that done. So a lot of these songs will come to life. As far as an album, I got people talking to me, but if it's not the way I want to do it, you know, I'd rather get a job and make money and be able to put it out myself the way I want to do it rather than sign some label that's going to lie to me or not be able to do what I feel like doing. So I say that to say I'm open to anything, you know.
All right, so there it is. You might retire. If the right deal came along, he might take it. If he... feels like he can get it together and form his own thing and put it out, he might make something on his own terms. But basically, you're not really going to be chasing after anything. You're going to do what you want the way you do it, or not at all.
Yep.
That's basically what you're saying. So, you know, I can respect that. I hope you don't retire. I hope that's not the option you choose. A few of my friends have announced that in their careers because they didn't feel their careers were where they wanted it to be, and they just were like, I'm retiring. And then couple of years later, they took a little break, and then they came back on the scene. I'm glad they continued doing music. So I am looking forward to the videos, though. So, yeah, spend some time on the videos. That's a good idea. Get those up there. It's a blog eat blog world. I don't know if I just invented that phrase, but you know, when it was 2003, when you got Unsigned Hype, it was about forums. Remember that back then? No blog.
It was all about forums.
You had website and forums. And people talk
hip hop game, and it was like hip hop game was like this mystical world of like how do people get on that? Like it was just like crazy. Bug out.
Then all of a sudden, I think in somewhere between 2008 and 2010, I don't know exactly when, it was just a shift, and it wasn't a gradual shift. It was forums, and then 1 month. I was talking to someone, I think it was PacFM from QM5, and I was like, such and such forums, and he was like, oh, forums is kind of dead right now. No one's really talking on the forums if you go up anywhere, you know. It's all about the blogs now. And then QM5 actually suddenly switched their site around, Tone Deaf, launched a new version of the site, blog format, and every site everywhere started just being blog. And, you know, when we launched our site, that's what it was, blogs, you know. But, I remember back in the day, the forums was popping. Forums are more of a conversation. Blogs are like a bulletin board, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, if you put out the videos, we'll definitely host them on mcmireport.com. By the way, for the listeners out there, you can go to actually, you don't have to do a Google search for some of these things. You can either go to Shot Stimuli's site, and he has all of this material listed. It's a very organized site. You can go back and check out the old stuff, the new stuff, everything. The toilet papers, you can get a link to where to buy that right off of that, so you don't have to remember all the locations. But you also can go to mcmireport.com and type Shot Stimuli in the search, and you can read what my partner, Ella Blitzkrieg, and I have, you know, written up on our comments on all these releases and stuff, and you can watch some of the videos on there, too. So, when's the next place you'll be rocking?
I'm going to do A3C out here in Atlanta, October the 11th on the Kevin Nottingham stage at Masquerade. So, I think I might do another day at A3C, but it's just not confirmed yet. So that's the next place. I got a couple other things in the works, but you know how that goes. Nothing concrete until get cut.
Definitely. Where can people hit you up or hit up your manager or whoever if they want to do business? Like if they want to holler at you about a show, like a real show or a tour, not, yo, can you come rock for free at my open mic? Because we passed that stage now. If people want to really book Shot Stimuli, who do they get at? Do they holler at your email or do you have a
place to send them? Hit me on Twitter and I'll direct you to the right place. Everything is Shastimuli. That's either my email. Yeah, you can hit me. I put my phone number on record. I don't care.
No doubt. Well, tell them the website once again.
Shastimuli.com. Also on Bandcamp. So you can find a lot of good stuff on everything I've ever done. Reach out. Don't just support me. Support those dudes out there that you feel, any artist that's up and coming or, you know, that's doing something that you like, reach out to them, hit them up, spread the word. We all appreciate it.
Good looking. Thanks for coming on the show. We're going to go back into some music, but let's give it up for Shot Stimuli, MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk, a real artist making real music for the people. Been a pleasure, and we'll have you back and talk about some of your future endeavors, and hopefully it might be retirement, bigger and better things, and I look forward to the video. Thanks
all
again, man.
MCMI.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MCMI Radio. My name is Destroy, and you tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father. This situation, this MCMI Radio, hose them down. Alright, Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life. And if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy. Peace.
Yeah, this is Sha Stimuli, a.k.a. STI, a.k.a. The President. Right now, you are tuned in to MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. Y'all know what it is. Stay tuned in, man. SaSimuli.com, the Red Tape Series.
MCMI.
Like we bring an 88 back.
You're quite hostile.
It's on us to make sure that, you know, the generations after us know. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is what it is.
MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
We got Tessa from in the house. He was with us last show arguing over some stuff. I forget. We were arguing over Troy B or something. But, back today with a new project. Now, I don't really want to call it a mixtape because it's not really a mixtape. It's just not an album. What do you call it, Pat?
I call it the fourth installment, and you can call it a mixtape. I don't care. You know why? Because I was doing mixtapes before anybody was really on that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But you can call it a mixtape because it's a mix, but due to the fact that it's not actually a tape, that's just the stupidest term to use in 2012 because ain't nobody had a tape since like 1997, I think, was the last time I bought a tape. But yeah, it's just basically, since 1999, I started doing a thing called Feature Material where I take joints that, you know, that I've been featured on throughout the year or so and a couple of new exclusive joints, and I would just put it together because sometimes, you know, you'll put out a single or two, but there's a lot of other music that you're featured on or that you've done that doesn't get the same amount of attention as the singles that you do. So I would put these CDs out, and this is the fourth installment. This is Feature Material Volume 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, check out all of them. They're all available online, iTunes, or wherever you buy music. First one was had cats like Stronghold Crew and Tone Deaf. Obviously, he's been on all of them. The second one had a lot of the Plague Crew featured. The third one had people like Plizzle. Had like Juice, Jean Grey, Last Emperor, you know what I'm saying? So this one is a little bit more focused on like the Dominion era where, and the EFAM era where it's like, you know, a lot of Substantial and Tone Deaf and Mr. Mecca. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you got the other cats on there. Like, there's like a dope radio freestyle when we was up at the 12, the halftime 12 year anniversary with me, Tone Deaf, Sky Zoom, Torrey, and Sadat X just going back to back on the radio, which is pretty dope. So I put that on there. So, you know, check it out. It's basically a lot of stuff to get people who are either already fans of Pakistan, familiar with what I've been doing, you know, over the past year that they might have missed out on, or, you know, you're just now hearing me and you want to get a good idea of, you know, what I'm about besides fucking hating rappers. You know, you can check out.
And liking everything else.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it gives you a different angle.
I got a couple questions, just to be clear, because a lot of people do a mixtape, and what they do is they just take the newest hit records that are out and rhyme over everybody else's beat.
Right.
Do you do that on this CD, or is it all originals?
It's 99% original. Even the radio freestyle is an original beat by DJ Scratch. Scratch was in the studio spinning beats. And so that was original. But the one song that I did jack a beat from was the Pick Me Up song. And that's basically that beat is originally from Young Bucks driving down the freeway, but I'd been asking producers for years to make a beat for that song, and nobody's come close. But that beat has always been the one that like is stuck in my head when I'm like, you know, thinking about that song.
Practicing,
so I just stuck in his jacket. You know what I'm saying? So thank you.
But that's the only one. To all the rest.
Yeah, that's the only one. It's a high tech beat.
Who's producing the tracks on this? What are some producers that contributed?
Well, you know, you definitely got people like No and who else is on there? Well, actually, the only Q and Five producers on this project are No and Deacon the Villain. This one features the most outside production out of any project that I've ever done since I've been recording music. This has this cat from Australia named S2. He's done a lot of stuff on there, and this dude named Grand Riggity from Michigan. And I came across this guy online. Like, you know, I get a lot of beats and emails, and I never listen to any of them. And one day I was just doing, like, you know, randomly I'll be like, oh, let me listen to them and hear how horrible they are. And I checked this out, and they were actually really
fucking dope.
Like, I know, I liked all of them. Right. I was like,
shout out
kid.
To them, you know?
Yeah, shout out to Grand Radio.
But yo, let me play, before people even forget about this, this is the Pick Me Up song. Let's play it, because this is a dope joint. And we're going to play a couple of other songs. We can't play all of them, but I believe there's like 18 tracks or something on Features material, right?
Yeah, it's about 18 or 19 tracks.
There's a lot of joints on here. We're going to play a few today, and then tell y'all where to go get it.
So let me tell you
about
the Pick Me Up song.
Anything else you want to say about the Pick Me Up?
Right. Yeah, the Pick Me Up song came about basically like, you know, just living in New York City as one of the darker-skinned individuals. You know, it's really hard. Like, you know, like people out here, we don't have cars. And I don't think people in other states really appreciate how real that is, that the convenience is that you don't need a car. But when you do need a car and you don't have one, it's very inconvenient. And taxi drivers out here will not stop for black people 9 times out of 10. So, like, it's so racist. You know, and it's hard to get, if you just say Brooklyn, like, you have to get in the car and let them start driving a few feet and then say Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
it's really,
them,
like,
so tell them why you roll with me.
Yeah, that's why
tell
I roll
why
with
you.
One
hang out,
white, and two, yeah, the car. And, you know,
and it's
so like
if you need a cab, you got to get me the hell for you because they won't fucking pull over.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so,
like such a common scene. You know how many times I've seen that? Like a few black people hanging out, and the one white person is trying to get the cabin, and they all
it's
get in
the bait
cab. Like,
switch.
It's messed up that we have to do that.
Right.
Like,
this song right here,
too. They're like, oh, let me pull over for G. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So this song right here just gives you like a little small insight as to, you know, what it's like to be out like 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get home from the studio or a show, and ain't nobody stopping for you. You know what I'm saying? But it's a little bit more humorous. Like, it's not all sad and depressing and nothing like that. It just gives you like a little light take on it. So you want to hear it?
Right. So let's let it go, and we'll be back with MCMI Radio with Hecka Sound.
I love rapping. I love doing the shows, late night studio sessions. But getting home after them shits is a motherfucker. You ever try to catch a cab in New York City?
Yo,
tell me. It's 2 a.m. and the rain's coming down and I'm beat. I just wanna go home. I just missed the last bus. The train ain't running now, so here we go down this lonely road that I've been down before. Here's how it goes usually. I see an empty cab, he sees me, he's off duty. Drives right past me, stop at the light just to turn his medallion on and pick up the white couple. Let's not be hasty and say he's racist. It's blatant with my hoodie on, he can't see faces. His safety comes first, and although it's raining, I'll just uncover my head and brace for the same shit. Now here comes another, I stick out my arm. Oh shit, he's slowing down, I put on the charm. He rolls the window down, I smile, he's alarmed. He rolls the window up, and just like that, he's gone. Now it's 2:15, and the rain's coming down. I'm exhausted, I wanna go home. You see, everything's closed, and there's no one around. Here I go down this lonely road. Does anybody wanna help me get where I live? It's a 5-minute ride and I'm right over the bridge. You stop at the corner, I hop in when you ain't looking. And I don't wanna hear, no, I don't go to Brooklyn. But I should've known better, cause that's just what he said. And as black as I am, that's when I turn red. I ain't say a word, he just froze up with fear. Well, if you ain't gonna drive, then we gonna sit here. Cause I'm not getting out, you can call the police. He shut the ignition off and took out his keys. He turned around and said, people give too much problem. I'm trying to give him money. He think I'm trying to rob him. You judge it off of skin color and where I live. But get offended if they call you a terrorist. Well, you ain't been lying and my name ain't vicious. So do your job, stop driving and don't expect a tip. Cause it's 2:45 and the rain's coming down and I'm beat. I just wanna go home. Oh shit, my phone battery's running out. Here I go down this lonely road. I know it sounds like a cliche, but this happens in the streets every day. I even got kicked out of Cash Cab. They wouldn't give me shit. Where's Danny Glover when you need him? I need to get a driver's license. That's all it really is. My wife wasn't white,
I'd probably still be on the corner right now trying to catch a cab. I love that one.
Don't quit, raise your glass to this. Watch me rock this bitch. Move my shit have been nice. Today one rocking. Since I got Dilla Beats, I'm just more obnoxious. Two nights we start to practice, I cocked it. Hitting bulldogs, blindfolds, and keep the party on mind control like Devo. Everybody put your hands up like Fofo was in the building. Keep the blunt slip, snatch his Dutch's cousin, fill him up with some real green green. Steam cheap lean, cloud nine dream, stay clean. Peachy fucking keen, riding glowing beams. Back to the planet Earth and surfing dimensions. Had the bacon from the niggas with the murky intentions. Lurking and switching and constantly wishing. Adopted my diction, sucking my tits. You can pop with the bitches. So now I stay underground like lobby with a leash from the rock. It's time to drop a proper life. Hey, one time, one time. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62,
close like Rikers criminal visuals. Can't be comfortable. New York all day, hollers, give me a
hey.
Live it up for now, tomorrow might catch a slug going straight. Couldn't be off of naught, life was too damn short. For out the ground, living for Dilla, niggas still living my thoughts. Shit, if you could live the lies I spit. Yo, what's that grip? Down so many rules, stay on the clip. Straight up with extra starch in it. Margin to margin, begging your pardon. The jargon, distant vintage. All my people larger, a tiny maxi and sin. For you haters, I'm like, yeah, what now, niggas?
MCMI Radio, Real Talk, Real Radio.
We started out mopping floors, and now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built a house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 sacks, seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came me stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the G gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On the mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas' dreams coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We should listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking a place you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming coffee DM until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whipped the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, something to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, rain. Had a grill in 88. Y'all niggas is bleak. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young. It's just different.
Ooh. Yeah. MCMI Radio. Real talk, real radio, real hip hop.
Hold that down on that one.
Or real everything. Yo, Blitz, tell us about that joint, man, that we just heard. That's some new.
Yeah, the new hotness. Yeah, that's Rick Ross off of his new album, God Forgives I Don't, with Dr. Dre and Jay-Z. Dope joint.
Word, word. We also played a joint by Pawnee. What's the name of that joint? Looking for it. Oh, hey, produced by Jay Dilla. And Brenton Brown's To the Top featuring Emilio Rojas, friend to the show, friend to the website. MCMIReport.com if you don't know. We got a special guest with us this week. Introduce yourself.
What's going on, porn stars, midget wrestlers, and everyone else out there checking this show out? Yo, that MCMI sample is hilarious. I love that y'all got the knowledge to do that right there.
No doubt. Good looking.
And also, shout out to Apani. Apani was an MC from back in the days. Her and Blitz used to hold hands in the village, and she started wanting to rhyme. And, you know, it's really good that she continued to rock. And it was good to hear that joint right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Word, word. So, you know, I think people who know you already know who you are because of your introduction. But for those that don't know, we got Destroy in the house. Oh. MC.
Sorry, I forget to say my name.
MC.
My name is Blitz. My name is Blitz, a.k.a. DMS. I look
Blitz
like Destroy. Your head. And I smell like Pac FM.
Wow.
So what's good, homie?
Everything's fantastic. You know, right now, currently, just doing a lot of the sporting events throughout the country. I've been fortunate to work for NBA, for NFL, NCAA, hosting these events. And when it comes to that, that degree of hosting, it's a little bit more... you know, family-orientated, but it also has an edge because I think that's why they hire me. They like that I have the New York thing going on. And it's really dope, you know. I'm just, you know, being in circles, hanging out with, like, you know, I take a shit in Allen Iverson's crib, steal freestyle bottles from LeBron James's house, you know, all take a shit in Russell Simmons' house, and, you know, all that weird shit.
Or
you need to put a bid in to do a show or host the Brooklyn Nets joint. That'd be hot.
Yeah, right now the Brooklyn Nets, it's good, cool that you say that. Right now the Brooklyn Nets have contacted me twice already. And
but you're not getting back to them, right, because you're too large. Like,
That gig will be the greatest gig because, obviously, me being a Brooklyn boy, it would be awesome. You know, that was something that came through the NBA ranks where they were like, you know, they were interested in talking to me. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. So right now they got my information sitting in front of them along with all the other stuff that they're preparing for the season. I'm not really on them because... You know, in that sort of world, in these like sporting or with legit companies, you don't really need to be on top of people in a certain sense, not like hip hop because they actually, it's their job, you know?
Right, right.
In this scenario, like I know.
They're going to follow through.
Yeah, I know, like, you know, the key people. So they call me in their interest because, you know, I'm a commodity to them because I already work with NBA anyway. So they want to make sure they. And it's also, don't get it twisted, it's also like a secret society family type deal. You know what I mean? All these things, it's pretty funny. Like, you know,
it's nepotism. That's what you're saying. That's messed up, man.
How is it?
How come? So you're saying it's nepotism. That's messed up, man. I can't get a hookup. You know everybody.
Well, the thing is that, see, I'm not white. See, and Blitz, and Blitz, who is an albino. Blitz, who, like, you know, see, everybody loves Blitz. You know, at the end of the day, America was created for him. You know, the flags look like his bed. You know, and that's why July 4th is really his birthday.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
That's the American
birthday.
Point.
That's coincidence, though.
No, but anyway, like I was saying, so it's a very tight knit. What I mean is a family. So a lot of people, they bring somebody in only because they know that this guy has been working with these people for a number of years. You know what I mean? So, and
right,
I'm also
right.
the arena host for Red Bulls soccer, which is a major league soccer team. I know a lot of Americans are like,
man.
A lot of Americans are not crazy about the whole soccer thing, but it's really dope because, you know, I'm there with 25,000 people giving away TVs and flights. And, I mean, not me, literally, but, you know, I'm the guy. So it's really, I'm really fortunate.
You know, what you basically are doing is you're getting to MC. And a lot of current people that do rap music, they just rap in their home studio or they go to the studio, they make a song, they put it on YouTube, they put it on iTunes or whatever they're doing. And they forget, like, it's also a job to MC and to entertain and to keep the party live. And people have known that you are a good person for that for the longest. I mean, you started out hosting the hip-hop shows, and now you're just All-American Entertainment, you know.
Yeah, just, you know. I still,
I'm glad
still
that you get to have fun
stuff.
And do that.
I got that B-Minor versus Executioners event coming up, you know, and I did that Ghostface event that I seen y'all at, which was awesome. So, you know, I keep my heart, that keeps me happy. That keeps my soul happy. You know, it don't pay, but the other stuff does, so I'm content.
Right, right.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MC in my radio. My name is Destroy, and you tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father, this situation, this MCMI radio, holds them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life, and if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy, peace.
MCMI.
This is MCMI Radio. I'm your host, LR Blitzkrieg, along with the main man, GMS, and we got Super MC... Homeboy Sandman talking to us live from L.A. So we listened to a bunch of your old joints. I wanted to know, besides for the new stuff on the new album, what's your favorite joints off of some of your older projects?
Man, I guess I could name some joints that come to me. I always do difficult with two questions. I do difficult with what are your favorite joints, because I love all my joints, and I always do difficult with what would you be doing if you wasn't rhyming? Because I would never not be rhyming. But I guess, I really love joints that have really meant a lot to me and have caught a lot of traction. I guess off the Good Son is definitely the Carpenter. Mean Mug was another one. Tablecloth. Angels with Dirty Faces. Actually, Angels with Dirty Faces is one of my favorite joints that I've done. Gun Control is another record is one of my favorite joints that I've done, and that actually wasn't on any of my projects. But I've always been a fan of you know, the type of ish like KRS-One type ish or P type ish, which was important subject matter, you know, relevant smarts, relevant relevant thinking over just some hard ass beat. Like you can't even, like this song is about, you know, things that are important, you know, things, you know, deep subject matter, deep political issues. When I say political, I mean people, you know, what the word means. I don't mean clowns on TV for entertainment. This song, this music is about deep stuff, and the beat is crazy, like, you know, dealing with important subject matter. So Gun Control, Angel Dirty Faces, have opened a couple of songs. On my first album, I really loved Extreme Measures. I really love We Can Fly with the Bachata sample. I love Comrade Punsky, which was my kind of ode to Big Pun. I love Kane News, man. I guess these are the first ones coming to me, man. Off the second record, I love Airwave Air Raid. I guess I could say that Airwave Air Raid is my favorite song off the second album. Even though I love Opium, I love Lightning Bolt.
You just love your music. Which you, and
I love
you
my
just...
joints, man. Yeah, I'm okay.
Tell me about, you had mentioned Two Hungry Bros. Tell me about the AOK Collective.
Yeah, Two Hungry Bros, they were the producer leg of AOK Collective, and led to such fabulous AOK joints as P Soul's Best in Show, which had myself on it, and Orin Vaughn P was on it, and also just a bunch of joints that we all did together, me, Fresh Daily, P Soul, Nola Darling.
Eighth
One, of course. I'm bugging out. I forgot my boy Eighth One. So that was AOK Crew. But Eighth
cool
One, I can't
DJs,
believe I forgot.
DJs, MCs, and producers.
Yeah,
MCs, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, the producers were the Two Hungry Bros. And it's not like every AOK joint was produced by Two Hungry Bros, but they were doing mad joints, and you know, was part of the collective for sure. And then it was Eighth One, who had an album out called Love Money and Music, which was phenomenal. He's since done a project with Two Hungry Bros called No Room for Dessert, which is also fantastic. And it was Fresh Daily who really introduced me to the Two Hungry Bros. P-So, the Earth Tone King, who at that time was Picasso, and Nola Darling, who the two of them, Nola Darling is actually two females who have since moved to Los Angeles. So I'm actually in their part of town right now. But it was really cool. Like, talking about the thing, you know, some people used to say, you know, I mean, obviously we never put in the same type of work as a native tongues or as a Wu or anything like that, or any of these, you know, conglomerates that people think of. But it wasn't really very much like either of those, even though some people used to be like, well, they're more of a native tongues, you know, they're separate entities and do their own thing, but they kind of roll with each other. But it wasn't even really that type of thing, because I feel like we was a little more like a group than Native Tongues was,
yeah.
A little less like a group than Wu was. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wu was a group. We wasn't
right.
A group. But Native Tongues, they wasn't a group, but they was all cool and they would do joints. But we really, like, do shows together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like an AOK show. We would be doing our own joints or collab joints. But, you know, I guess Native Tongues does shows too. But he was a Native Tongue type thing. But basically, it was just we supported each other's art. You know what I mean? And we had different... You know, nobody in the camp was the same person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all were kind of people that nobody's the same person as us. So, and you know, we was able to respect, you know, each other's craft. So we made some good music.
Are you still going to be doing music with those people?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you keep speaking of it, you know, in the past tense. I was wondering if, you know, you guys just don't speak anymore, or you just...
Oh, no, yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, on we haven't been... making music with each other very much anymore. I mean, people have different things going on, but those are my peoples. I see A4 all the time. 200 Rose is on my record. Piso's my boy. He's in a video that'll come as a cameo from him. He came down. Fresh Daily is my peoples. You know what I'm saying? I actually think he's in London right now, or he may have just got back from London or Germany. I was talking to him about his road trip. So we still all talking. It's still all love. Nola, I got to shout Nola out since I'm out here, but I'm going to shout them out for the LA show. But, yeah, it's all love all throughout.
There's some more people for our future shows.
Yeah, you got to get all them, man. You got to get the 8 Points getting ready to come out with a project with Pat Van Dyke, and it's called Lux DeVille. And Pat Van Dyke is a producer. And I'm telling y'all, 8 Point could bomb me. I'm telling y'all.
Definitely check that out. I wanted to ask you about your writing process because, you know, your flows are so crazy and everything is it's definitely got its own style to it. It's different. How do you write? Like, do you just sit down with a pen and pad? Do you listen to the beat first, or do you just, you know, write without a beat and then fit it in, or like, you know?
For the very most part, like 99% of the time, I'm writing to a beat. You know, I have a beat. It start, you know, my writing process. In large part, because the beat. What is this beat saying to me? What's the aura of the beat? You know, am I gonna attack it high pace? You know, up tempo, or am I gonna lay back and, you know, be more low key with it? Just in terms of my tone of voice, but even just my cadence. Is it gonna be rapid fire? Or is it gonna be choppy? Is it gonna be sparse? You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of this comes to me from the beat. You know, is this gonna be a record? You know. The subject matter comes from the feel like it from the beat. You know, I like selecting beats that, to me, you know, I like listening to even before they have any rhymes on them, so they kind of tell their own story. So then I like to, you know, complement that story with the rhymes that I put on them. So, yeah, for me, you know, earlier you talked about, I like to think of myself really as at this point is not even really having a style because I don't sound the same. Like, it's crazy because the last one I put out was an EP called Chimera, which means the unachievable dream. And every, you know, the production was very Lava Lamp status. Everything was real, like, dreamy. Like, the production was really dreamy. And the flows were all very, you know, they were sparse types of flows. Like, you know, all the rhyme structures and all the rhyme patterns were kind of, you know, esoteric. You know, like, not even esoteric is the right word, but just ethereal maybe, just like, you know, but slow down cadence type stuff, you know what I mean, and more spaced out type stuff. And then when you know, people obviously, you know, I'm still on the way to where I'm going, and, you know, so people are always picking up on me at different times, and it'll be the first thing they heard at any time. So when this single came out, What You Want From Me, which the video is about to come out for, which is the lead dart of the new record, I actually got a bunch of feedback from people that was like, yo, Homeboy Sam, man, you know, it's dope to hear you on some up-tempo-ish. It's dope that you can do that, too, which to me was crazy. Because if people were listening, like, I'm not ashamed to say I've definitely gotten stronger. And early on in my career, you listen to my first record, I think you could definitely hear, you know, the Big Pun, Eminem, and, you know, Black. I think you... There's three dudes that really, this dude loves Big Pun, he loves Eminem, and he loves Black Thought. You know, like, okay. I was attacking joints more like them. I hadn't really come into my own, really. You know what I'm saying? And, but now, I say all that to say that I feel like now I don't really have a style because I don't sound the same because the beats don't sound the same. So me, I want to be an instrument. You know what I mean? I'm not a different, and that's not to say there aren't some guys that definitely have a distinctive consistent sound like Doom. I'm a huge Doom fan. I'm sorry I didn't bring him up earlier. Because in my, you know, greatest, when I was talking about greatest, because Doom sounds like Doom, but he's super duper ill, you know?
Yeah.
But me, I want to sound different every single time. I want to attack everything different. Does this, you know, what is this called for? I want to kind of take everything as it comes with melody and with cadence.
I think that's that's good.
I feel like that definitely gives you more longevity, you know, it just as an afterthought. But if you don't have one style and you can switch it up with whatever music that you're rhyming over, you know, it gives you more variety. It gives people something new to wait for or to anticipate.
And you'll never get played out. People won't be like, oh, okay, we've heard this already for a few years because everything you do will keep changing. And, you know, Rakim said that in an interview too. He said that when they asked him, you know, how do you write your rhymes or whatever, he said, I can't write until I hear the beat. I put a speaker in front of me, I play the new beats I'm listening to, and whatever the beat says to me, that's where I go with my song, you know?
That's one of the greatest
with a very similar process. It sounds like whatever track you're inspired by is going to inspire your song and your flow.
You know? Absolutely.
So I want to ask you about the new label situation. When you first got signed to Stone's Throw not long ago, there was an immediate buzz in the industry. Heads were excited, and I think that they felt, at least I felt, that symbolized, you know, a great new partnership. People have respect for Stone's Throw as a label. They were happy to see you here, that you were making that move. You know, tell us how that deal came about, what it means to you in terms of the direction of your music, and how's it been working so far as you've been making this album since signing to Stone's Throw?
So far, I really have had nothing but a positive experience with it, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, I think that part of the response, you know, that people had, part of the excitement, stems from the fact that Stone's Throw is well known as being a label that supports real artistry. They're not, you know, you look at Stone's Throw's roster and you got all types of different genres. And within genres, you have all different types of artists made with all different types of sounds. It's not a label that is looking to take part in anything cookie cutter. It's not a label that's looking to corral anybody, you know, and lead right. them in any specific direction. So I think that people recognize that. I mean, knowing me, I'm somebody who couldn't conform if I tried. You know what I'm saying? I would just rather be dead. And I think that people were excited because they were like, well, here's a place where, I mean, I looked at it, I'm very excited. And the way it's turned out is it's a place where, you know, these are allies, these are comrades. They believe in my music and they think it's dope. And they want to push it. You know, they have a rabid fan base nationally, internationally. Like, it's so many more people that have access to my stuff and that my stuff is reaching, but I don't need to compromise my stuff at all. You know what I'm saying? Which is really a dream come true. I mean, it's a match made in heaven. I haven't, you know, this is not to say, you know, I come up with all types of crazy ideas. And, you know, you listen to my new album, and it's Homeboy Sam. It's a Homeboy Sandman record. I do like to say Homeboy Sandman is, you know, every record is Homeboy Sandman like you've never heard him before, as usual. So while this one doesn't sound like any of the other things I put out, it is Homeboy Sandman in that I'm coming out of left field, I'm coming out of right field, I'm coming out of center field, you know what I'm saying? And I'm doing what I want, and I'm taking you through my head and my procedure, and it's not something that anybody but me could come up with. And, you know, they allow me to do that, man, and they nurture me and they encourage me and they, you know, they try to hook me up with resources that I need. Really don't have anything bad to say about it, man, to keep it real.
Well, can you tell people a little bit about how they came about? Obviously, we know why they signed you, because you're dope. We know why you signed to them, because they're a label that's dope and allows you that freedom. But how exactly did that come about? Did they reach out to you? Did you know someone that knew them?
Well, the way it actually, it came up because there's an artist on Stone's Throw named John Wayne, and he actually produced Unforgettable on my Subject Matter EP, and he also did two joints on my new EP. He did a joint called Not Really, and he did a joint called Rain, which is the first joint
Rain
on the album.
Shit.
What happened?
That song
Rain
is dope.
Is shit. I love that joint.
Oh, good looking out. Y'all heard that? Where y'all get that from?
Yeah.
Where's it at? How y'all get that, son?
On the Stone Throw's website.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. He made that beat. See, when I heard that beat, I just hopped out my seat. You know what I mean? But John Wayne, he actually signed to the label after me, but he lives in Los Angeles and has been familiar with the cats in the office and, you know, has known Peanut Butter Wolf for a while. So he knew everybody before me. And he was talking to Wolf one day and put Wolf on my edge. He knew about my joints, but Wolf didn't know. So then he introduced Wolf to my joints, man. So John Wayne, I got to look out for him whenever the opportunity arises. But after that, I began talking to Wolf, and it was really, we started talking about me maybe hopping on some stuff with a brother named CX Kidtronics, who's a Brooklyn brother and is like a punk artist, but, you know, punk hip-hop. You know, some real dope stuff. He's going to put something out. His album, and it might come out in November. But if you listen to some of his production, he actually just produced a joint that me and Foul Mantra on, which is crazy. And I'm not sure when that's going to come out.
Wow,
but,
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, man, the joint is crazy. Yo, man, I got joints in the vault, man. Yo, Lars Professor just did this joint for me with Steve Arrington on the hook. You know,
what?
Steve Arrington, he's, yo, son, is crazy. I got joints in the vault. Cats ain't even aware of this, you know what I'm saying? Like, this things are going to come out, yo. But CHitronics, a lot of his production is, like, kind of zany. And I guess, you know, perhaps there's not a lot of MCs. Well, I've shown that I have comfort over any different type of production, be it traditional boom bap, be it, you know, different time signatures. You know, I'm proficient kind of rhyming over anything. So that's what me and Wolf were first talking about, me maybe working with CX on his project a little bit as a feature, or maybe just because, you know, I have aptitude of rapping over interesting production. And that wound up never even happening because I'm not on CX's album at all, even though that's my boy and he did do some joints. Mm-hmm. But that's how me and Wolf started talking, man. And at that time, I was working with Authentic, RTNC, who produced The Miracle from Subject Matter and who also produced three joints off the new album. And we were putting the album together, and I just started sending Wolf those joints. And those were really the joints that solidified the relationship.
Nice. I want to talk to you about the name of the album because, I mean, obviously the name of the album is First of a Living Breed, and it kind of reminds me of how overused the saying or title Last of a Dying Breed has been. You know, Luda's used it, Scarface, Jeezy, you know, originally, I guess, Lynyrd Skynyrd used it. But what made you name the album First of a Living Breed, and what does that mean to you?
Well, it is a play on that, and I get that a lot as a dude who brings to the table a lot of the characteristics that were prominent, that were necessary, that were mandatory in hip hop's inception. You know what I'm saying? You had to be original and innovative in hip hop's inception. You had to be telling the truth in hip hop's inception. All this, who's writing this person's rhymes, who's writing that person's rhymes, that stuff was called out immediately, and you were just blacklisted and you couldn't show your face if you wasn't kicking your balls. Like, you needed to become in with cats with stuff people didn't sound like. You know what I mean? You needed to stand for things worth standing for. Like, hip hop was about, shoot, we was listening to Self Destruction the other day. Hip hop was about the community. It was about the people. And that's not even to say that it was all about peace and love and happiness or whatever, because the community has always had highs, lows, ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? But it was about what was really there. It wasn't about, you know, hip-hop is a big marketing tool now. You know, the streamline, whatever liquor you're supposed to be talking about, whatever cars you're supposed to be talking about. Hip-hop, people talk about commercial hip-hop. They're not talking about hip-hop that's commercially successful. They're talking about hip-hop that is a commercial. Like, if you was watching a Doritos commercial, it'd be mother cats sitting there eating Doritos. That's what commercial rap is. I was at this club using this phone, wearing these shoes. I drove there in this car to buy this booze, to kick it to this chick that was rocking this. You know what I'm saying? This is commercial rap. And that's what it's, you know, it's become part of the capitalist society in the United States of America that we in. But because I don't subscribe to that and I'm an artist and I'm a musician, I do get hit a lot with the, yo, you're the last of a dying breed. But I feel like that's a pessimistic point of view, and it's something that I don't agree with, because I am seeing a change in the tide, you know what I mean? A change in the guard, and the tide is turning. And that first song, Rain, you know, this is what the whole album is about, because the first song is Rain, and the hook goes, the rain isn't stuck on the way that it drops. The wave's going to welcome the rain. You know what I'm saying? And that's just calling people to the front, like, yo, we about to sweep this away. We about to wash all this away. You know what I mean? And we need all, you know, people are sitting there concerned with, you know, I see artists getting caught up with all different types of stuff besides the art. You know, the rain isn't stuck on the way that it drops. The rain isn't stuck on, well, I'm gonna hold my album for 3 years or whatever. Take your craft and take your craft to the front. Take your craft to the front line, be it MCing, be it having a radio show, be it journalism, be it carpentry, be it whatever it is that's doing for love. Bring it to the front right now, because we need you, and the waves are going to welcome you to wash away all this garbage. And that's really what's taking place when I talk about Odyssey, when I talk about I Am Many and all these dudes. We're about to overtake all this. You know, who knows if the Mayans know about it when they talked about 2012? Who knows what this shift in energy was, as you see things getting crazier, but you see people finally ready to fight and ready to die rather than be corny. You know what I mean? Because that's what we need to return to. We need to return to, you know, Native American. Oh, you want to make us corny? You can just wipe us out, because we ain't going out like that. You know, we need some 300. Oh, you want to try and take our earth from water, you could just wipe us out because we ain't going out like that. And finally, cats is coming back to that. And but we the first to that living breed because that's new life. Because life is art that hasn't been done before. There ain't no life in a photocopy. There ain't no life in a formula. Life is innovation. Life is creativity. So, you know, I mean, I could go on and on with it. And you know, the songs in the album pertain to that theme. But, you know, that's what the album's about.
You know, we here at MCMI, you know, we have MCMI Radio, MCMI Records. We have The Clothing Line, all of that. But, you know, the common theme in all of that is MCMI. You know, I am an MC. And we do this for people or about people like you, because you got me amped right now. You are definitely an MC's MC, and you know, you bring so much passion and energy to what you do. You can't help but like it, aside from the fact that the music is just insanely dope. You know what I mean?
Good looking out, man. We that breed.
We're gonna add our raindrops to the storm. You know what I mean? And this whole
y'all already been at the
drop move forward.
Word up.
Tell me more about this album, though. Like the other producers you got on it, and tell me about the. I know you're working on the What You Want From Me, which is like we've played it probably 3 times over the past few weeks. It's completely stuck in my head. I love that joint. But tell me about, you know, the concept for the video or when we can expect that.
The video is finished now. We've already shot it. So it's being edited right now, and the concept of it is it's real fun stuff, man. Pace Rivers did it. Who also did Not Really Video, which is also not out. We actually have 4 videos to this already done. We got Sputnik done, Not Really done, What You Want From Me done, and a couple bars done. But the song is. You know, I'm doing the best I can. You know, when I'm saying what you want from me, it's kind of like a dude would say, you know, you ask somebody, you know, do this, and you're kind of like, what you want from me? B, am I not doing enough? Am I not trying as hard as I can? You know, I'm putting in my work. So in the video, I'm in a bunch of different service industries. Like, I'm tattooing a girl, and I'm asking her what you want from me. You know, it's a bunch of different things where you ask people what you want from me. I'm a barber cutting hair. And I'm asking what you want from me as I'm cutting hair. They got me in an ice cream truck. They got me in the food truck. You know, I got a falafel cart. I'm at a fruit stand. I'm in a bike shop. But just all these different things, these service industries where you're giving and you help and you ask people what you want from me. And, you know,
that's how you make a good video, man. Dope ideas. It's not about the super effects. It's about the good freaking ideas.
We've had to do it low budget for long enough now, man. When we get a budget, it'll probably throw us off.
Right?
Nah, you'll just be creative in a more expensive way. Especially if you're spending someone else's money, you know?
Yeah, well, we had a little for this, and it was crazy, like, you know, because we had these locations, and we had a little to give to the locations for helping. But, I couldn't even break my old ways. I still was, you know, like, yo, you know, trying to get everything for free. If it looked like we couldn't get it, I'd be like, all right, we got a little. When we really have a little more, we'll have this dog hard. So that's going to come out. And then we got a, you know, production from J57, production for Two Hungry Bros, Odyssey, John Wayne, Howard Lloyd, Authentic RTNC, Oh No. Oh No got the title track, which is, once I heard this title track, First of a Living Breed, yo, it pretty much breaks it all down. Who else is on there? I'm forgetting a couple of people, I'm sure, but.
For now, let's actually hit them with some music. We've been talking about this album. The old music is great. This new album dropping is phenomenal. So we're going to play a few cuts off of it, and we're going to end it off like that with the good music. Before we go, if you could just answer me this one question. You talked about different things that people stand for. In one sentence, what does Homeboy Sandman stand for? What is he about?
I want to say one word. I mean, in one word, it would really just be truth. It would just be honesty. And sometimes truth looks good. Sometimes it looks bad. But it's always truth, man. It's always the right thing. You know, the truth will set you free, man. You know, it might hurt or it might feel good. But, you know, I think about honesty. I think about integrity. I don't think about, it's not about being perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect, and probably nobody is, or maybe nobody is. But But if you're yourself and you're truthful, that's acceptable. That's what you know, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? So I would say truth, man. The truth is in these records. You can feel it.
There you go. The album drops Tuesday. Hit them with the Twitter, the website, any other information you need.
HomeboySandman.com, StoneStore.com. Actually, I'm on Facebook, Facebook.com/HomeboySandman fan page. So you step there. I'm not the most technological brother, but on the Facebook, you could, you know, check out what's cooking.
There you have it. MCMR Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. GMS, I love Blitzkrieg, Homeboy Sandman. Thanks for having you. We really appreciate the on-the-road interview.
No question, man. Peace and love to y'all, man. Thanks a lot for having me, man. Thanks a lot for representing.
No doubt. We're going to let you get on with your live shows out there. We're going to...
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. This is your host, GMS. We're on the phone with Kosha Dills. We just played a couple
His
joints. His newest single, Nationally Rolling. And Rolling, right? There's no G on the end of that.
Rolling,
right?
No G.
It's Nationally Rolling. We rolling. Sorry, man. I'm just being very white right now. I'm sorry. Anyway.
You're on that real backpack, lyrical hip-hop. Hosting.
It's funny sometimes when as an MC, if I'm rhyming, you know, I'm really, you know, my English goes to hell, and I'm just like, I'm in the moment, and I'm just in the vernacular. But then
right.
When I'm hosting, when I'm trying to host a show or interview someone or do something official, I get this voice which tries to make me sound very professional, like you're at a job interview and you want to speak correctly. So sometimes that happens. But so tell us about this BET Cypher now. How do you get in that? Like, how does that go down? Do they reach out to you?
Well, it's an invite thing. So anyone you see up there, they didn't buy their way in. They didn't sneak their way in. They didn't connive their way in. They were all invited.
That's good to know. I'm sure people wonder about that.
Fuck this dude, they suck. You know?
Right.
You ain't been in the game long enough. Or, if you have, I just didn't invite you, and it's not that you're a bad rapper or anything. It's just that you didn't get invited, and you weren't in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I guess they
you know
didn't
them?
Have you on their mind at that time. So, the people
Rizzo
that are
had the film
on
coming
there.
Out.
Right.
Rizzo had the film coming out, and then he was doing work with Rock the Bells. And I was at all the Rock the Bells, because they go all the time. Because I played Pay Dues, so I go there. I support Murs. You know what I mean? He invited me, so, like, I want to be part of Rock the Bells. I think it's the most quintessential, is that, I don't even mean the word, it's like, event of our time for any hip-hoppers. Like, every year it's like sleepaway camp for rappers, you know what I mean? Like, you should be there. You have to be there, you know? And this year, you know, I was in the L.A. ones. I went to Hang, and then I went to the New Jersey one, and I played in a New Jersey one, and I was with RZA, and he was telling me about it. We were just rapping. I was rapping with some of his homies, and
so here's the recipe.
You know?
Here's a recipe for those artists out there, you know, who don't have a major label backing them, but they're still seeking to get invited and get involved in these big media events like the BET Cypher. Have some dope songs out, buzzing right now. Have some really good videos that are going to get a lot of views. Go on tour with some members of Wu-Tang, and just make sure that you and be at Rock the Bells every year. You know what I'm saying? And make sure your name is out there so that you're on people's minds when they're like, who should we get for the Cypher this year? Yeah.
But no, but like even so, like you're not even like where they happen to be hosting one. I mean, he didn't tell me that it was guaranteed, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go. You know, and when I showed up, everyone knew me there. All the camera people knew who I was from the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival.
No doubt.
Figure, you know? So I was like, wow. He's like, damn, everyone knows, you know what I mean? So it was just kind of like, and I knew people there from L.A., from like rocking with like bands, like Israeli bands that were doing the film work and stuff there and production. You know, so it was just really interesting in a sense. It was like a bunch of people I knew.
Well, you're good at ciphers. You're good at ciphers. You can freestyle. You're very personable with the crowd if it's a live show type situation. So, you know, I remember the Lyricist Lounge cipher that was like a year ago at one of the reunions. That's when you actually invited me to get down and be a part of your segment. with you and terminology and myself, and you were killing it that night. You flipped it in some different languages. You went to Spanish. You went to, did you go to Hebrew or Yiddish? You flipped one of those.
Yeah. I love
so, you
doing
know,
that.
And the crowd dug it, even though they didn't know what you were saying. They were like, yo, that's ill, you know?
That's what I did on the BET side, where I rapped in Hebrew. You know
right.
what I mean? I try to separate myself and be dope from the rest. I'm not going to be better than Kendrick Lamar. I accept that. But, you know
right.
what I mean? I'm going to be as good as I could be in my own right. That they will be like, you know what? You are dope. You did
that's
kill it.
That's what you got
to
do. Did you kick a verse, or did you freestyle, or did you do a little of each?
The only one that ever really freestyled
it?
During that is KRS. Because
okay.
they have to edit it, you know what I'm saying? With all the, they have to edit it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
With, like, all these different angles from million-dollar cameras and shit. So, not million-dollar cameras, but expensive
they,
cameras.
They need the timing to be a certain way, I guess. So, you can't just go off the top. They not got to have it exact. So, that's cool. So, I mean, you're happy with what you spit? Apparently, a lot of people are commenting on it.
I would
and,
think I could do better. I was sure I could do better, but don't we all?
Yeah, you got to be your own worst critic, or else you can't see, find ways to improve yourself.
I thought we was allowed to freestyle. When I went there, I realized it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized it was like, this is dumb. You can't be freestyle.
Right.
Like, it's not going to make sense because they're not going to just look at you straight on one camera vision. It's like a music video.
Right.
You know what I
mean? Yes.
I mean, you watch it for yourself. You'll see all the angles, you know?
Cool. We're going to throw that up on the site if it's not up there already. I'm going to blog that site. Who's in the cypher with you? Which in your cypher?
Me, Boy Jones, and Cora Masson.
Okay. So we'll definitely put that up. Any other new projects? New?
Yes, working on some
shows
with Belief. I'm trying to do this thing called Revenge of the Eight, where I'm just putting in a bunch of eight-song EPs. Eight has a real cool significance to me in Gematria, and my birthday is, and numerology is Gematria and Judaism, and it's like real powerful because eight is like there's 7 days in a week, eight sideways is infinity, and it's a miracle number. It's like represents 8 days of Passover, 8 days of Hanukkah. There's always these miracles that happen.
Wow.
And I consider my career
a
miracle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like. Come on,
well,
I mean, you know me. I used to get stunned at rap battles. I mean, I didn't get stunned completely, but, like, you know, I was a slow learner. You know what I mean? But it's slow and steady wins the race. You know, it's a marathon, people told me out here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Rakim came up to me at the BET Awards, and I was front row at the awards, and he saw my verse, and he was like, he dropped some gems. He's like, you're dope, you know? I heard what? Likes my name, and... You know, Anthony Anderson came up to me, a comedian, and I mean, you know, it was cool. It was a cool experience, man. I got to walk the red carpet. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I realized that if we're not too far away from those other dudes that got deals, you know what I mean? It's just they got someone that gave them a loan with a bad return.
And they owe a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and listen, you know, my credit's good enough that I could take out my own loan, you know? But, you know, I'm... talking, I've gained a lot of interest and from labels
and
stuff and you know, regards to that, I'll still be out in New York with my box of CDs at a show if people want to buy some stuff after the show, you know.
When you put out your music, do you have a label? Is it your label or do you have a label that you put stuff out on?
Yeah, I have my own squad that I hire and stuff. You know, I have Team Kosha, you know, that's just my own stuff, you know. But I do a lot of distribution deals on the internet and iTunes and stuff like that. And it's a constant flow, man. People find out about me. I have people from all over. Right now it's more about getting an agent and a talk with a bunch of agents, and it's nice. You know what I mean?
MCMI Radio sounds like he's backstage at the sound check over here.
I swear, sound check.
It's all good. So listen, it sounds like you got to handle business, so we're going to let you get back to that part. Let everyone know, like, your how they can get in touch with you, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, man.
At
Kosha Dills, KOSHADILLZ. You know, hit me up. Hit all my peoples up. Team Get Fresh, you know. Pop Get Fresh. It's my barber, my fucking brander. Super good music. You know, hit up C-Ray's Walls. Tell him almost tough, you know. That's my brethren right there. I mean, I know I'm just going.
Shout out to him.
Now I'm like rapping again. Like after I did a BT cipher, I want to rap. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, people ask you, what do you do? Are you a musician? I'm like, oh, I'm a vocalist. I rap. I do taxes. You know what I mean? It's cool. I'm a rapper. You know what I mean? And I deal with all different kinds, rabbis, everybody. I'm like, I rap. You know? Like there's not many people with me in my profession, in my genre of what I do. But you know what? Stick to the core roots, stick to that bragging rights mentality and New York City flow, and just try to bring in everyone else to the world. Hope they get it, you know?
Yeah, well, I think your heart's in the right place. Your music's going in a good direction, and, you know, just continue doing your thing, and more of these miracles will be in your near future, you know?
Yeah.
So I appreciate you appreciate you taking time out to call us up. We're going to go into some music. You know what? I'm going to play a cut off of the soundtrack of the Iron Fist joint. The RZA Man with the Iron Fist. We'll be back in a little while. Peace out to Coach Chattel.
We'll be on the next soundtrack, so you don't have to worry
about
that.
Yeah, that would be hot. That would be great.
All right, man.
All right, bro. Have a good one. Peace.
GMX. GMX.
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI. Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio 5 to 9.
Yes, sir. Friday night. MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that you know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
See, every time we do it, y'all know that we rap it properly. Y'all niggas know when we come, we fuck the building up, we sorry. In case you didn't know, we ain't that thing you mess with.
It's the conglomerate.
Make sure you never second guess.
This is Uptown Boy. Remember, y'all killing, I miss that. If you ain't knowing, you should listen to me. We'll lay you down, boy. Beautiful funeral, we say. Can't hold a torch, my nigga, leave it with me. Come and say,
I shot the Joe crack. Last night, we blew an ounce. Mattress Financial opened up a few accounts. Call of mine, we bumping yay. No one had this much power since Bumpy J. Lennox Ave, all shucky ducky. Seen paid in full, now everybody do the Dougie. When I do the Dougie, I'm talking Dougie line. Pistol whip a nigga, why you looking buggy eye? Had the buggy eye, it was hard to see him. Now the headlights chinky like the car Korean. Play around, I'ma put you in the mausoleum. When I bore you fall, you can't guard a deal. Listen, sunshine, I be ducking one time. I was first rocking 30 chains at one time. Nowadays I might just rock 2 or 3 Louis V, Gucci T. Nah, y'all ain't used to me.
See, every time we do it, y'all know that we rap it properly. Y'all niggas know when we come, we fuck the building up, we sorry. In case you didn't know, we ain't that thing you mess with. Make sure you never second guess it.
This is Uptown Boy. Remember, y'all killing, I miss that. If you ain't knowing, you should listen to me. We'll lay you down, boy. Beautiful funeral, we say. Can't hold a torch, my nigga, leave it with me. Come and say,
if you take him off the leash, I promise, watch and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
When I spit, I tear the flesh off humans, bitch.
Unleash the Kraken.
Now I suggest you greet the captain where I'm from. I keep them wolves with fangs that protrude and be bleeding from the gums.
Wow.
Heartless when it comes to bread, despite I lust the cash.
Yeah.
Bombs with signature initials drop and crush the man.
Yeah.
I'm glutton when it comes to stunting, boy, I love the flash.
Yeah.
That's why I don't eat on glass tables, diamonds cut the glass. Ah, shucks. That's why I cuff the stash.
Okay.
And spend money to finish garbage, niggas dump the trash.
Woo!
From bread to cars, weed and liquor, nigga, we so high. So sickening with the shit I spent. Booker E. go live. Peep how I keep those ties and run it for another year or
do it.
See how I leak your eyes and give you shit to shed a tear for.
Tear for.
In case you ain't know who you fucking
it's
with.
The conglomerate.
One world government.
See every time we do it, y'all know that we rap it properly. Y'all niggas know when we come, we fuck the building up, we sorry. In case you didn't know, we ain't that thing you messed with.
It's the conglomerate.
Make sure you never second guess
this
it.
This is a soundboard. Maybe y'all killing, I miss that. If you ain't knowing, you should listen to me. We'll lay you down, boss. Beautiful funeral, we say. Can't hold a torch, my nigga, leave it with me. Come and say.
Yeah, 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 they call me Cash Flow, Cash Flow. Bitch, I run a damn show. Find me on that island, mommy want it, watch that ass go. Go, go. Now watch that ass go. Go, go. Yeah, 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 they call me Cash Flow, Cash Flow. Don't fuck with Uncle Sam, no. Find me on that island, mommy want it, watch that ass go. Go, go. Now watch that ass go. Go, go.
And I never had respect for a man that'll wait on a chance. Nah. Everyone I'm with, they be taking their chances. Never did shit unless I'm paid in advance. I don't give a damn what you label me as. I'm a little bit of leader, a little bit of soldier, a little bit of criminal. And I know they wanna kill an idea, but you can't kill a principle. It's invincible. Roll around like a general, I got camo on and my cut low. Y'all are rolling with gangsters, I'ma be with bankers cause they're more cutthroat. Got a couple bolts and my people in it.
Yeah.
Couple hoes that I'm sleeping with. When they need a thrill, they're hitting me for pills. Like Emilio, we'll run a free clinic.
Yeah.
Demons all in my past. Got greed is out of my judgment.
Uh-huh.
I ain't washing my hands. Not from the blood money I'm touching. It's disgusting.
Woo.
The one I love ain't never gonna be the one I'm trusting. I can't even trust myself cause I know all the shit I fuck with, right? I roll with Cubans and smoke with they rolling Cubans. And we so over losing, we overdosing on overdoing.
Yeah.
You know we moving, them Audis are packed. I got my money in the front and my broad in my
lap. Yeah, 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 they call me Castro, Castro. Bitch, I run a damn show. Find me on that island, mommy want it, watch that ass go. Go, go. Now watch that ass go. Go, go. Yeah, 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 they call me Castro, Castro. Don't fuck with Uncle Sam, no. Find me on that island, mommy want it, watch that ass go. Go, go. Now watch that ass go.
We fly first class in that third world.
Yeah.
By the second day, I'm on the third girl.
Uh-huh.
And I know the world is my oyster, so my wifey draped in them black pearls. She got Santeria, put a spell on me. When I'm walking in, like, who the hell is he? And she love it when I get reckless. Got fetishes for them felonies and no jealousy when it's just sex. She don't care who I fuck with. She know I'm keeping her well-dressed and them other bitches just undressed. I don't run with a team. I got a fucking regime and I'm living like a dictator. What I say goes, ain't nobody fucking with me. Nah, nah, nah. You tell the IRS that I ain't paying.
Shit.
And you can
shit.
Run and tell the fucking judge that I ain't saying shit.
I ain't saying
cause I never
shit.
Been the one that is running at the guns and my lips they staying zipped. And I got a lot of pull when you powerful than every trip a pie trip. Right? My hopes are highest for hoes that drop at the lowest. Cause it's a breeze to get it, so I just got it to blow it.
Yeah.
And the way my people smoking, you swear to God that they grow it. The only way you stop it means with a bullet.
Yeah, 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 they call me Castro, Castro. Bitch, I run a damn show. Find me on that island. Mommy want it, watch that ass go, go, go. Now watch that ass go, go, go. Yeah, 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 they call me Castro, Castro. Don't fuck with Uncle Sam, no. Find me on that island, mommy want it, watch that ass go, go, go. Now watch that ass go, go, go.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, MCMIReport.com.
We ain't trade no vows, but we was in the mess. I was only been down your block since you was in the west. Don't go thinking now I'm these vows, cause I'm a gentleman. All I gave you was a smile, not a challenge to the gentleman. I'm not even saying our hang was insignificant. But I ain't signing any dots in this form for certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to chill if y'all was an emphasis. Yeah. Yo, what you want from me? Who was saying
invisible. I don't care what they say, they pay cats are miserable. Tell them why them chilling in jail to take a visit to. They was put there by cops who can't pass the physical. Ain't no begging bar and bars in your living room. Run up on your fan while your baby drinking infamil. Any day around the way, these things are typical. Everything we say is in vain, the days are biblical.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
Sex and race, because they are easy, visible differences, have been the primary ways of organizing human beings into superior and inferior groups and into the cheap labor on which this system still depends.
We want one thing. We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rest of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
No matter.
free, if they are not willing, if need be, to fight for their vital interests.
It really is a revolution.
MCMR Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, it's your host GMS. That's it for overtime for this week. You just heard the joint Freedom by Cords Cordero. That's going to be our guest next weekend, next Friday, November 2nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tune in again next week. You just heard him. You might be wondering, but gee, it's a hip hop show, isn't it? Why are you having a singer come on the show, Cords Cordero? Okay, because he's an MC. He MCs. He also sings, sometimes just on a chorus, but on that particular joint, he just went in. He just felt like just singing that whole joint. That's how nice he is, you know, and he's nice with the rhymes as well. Sometimes he does like a combination where he's rhyming, but then on the other tracks, he's harmonizing with what he's rhyming. The same words. It's ill. I can't explain it. So tune in next week. We'll be playing a lot of his stuff. He's got a new EP coming out next week. Tune in. MCMIReport.com is where you can find all the archive radio shows. You can hear the overtime, everything that goes past 2 hours. You'll hear us sometimes just like 45 minutes overtime. This week I gave you like a quick 15-minute mix. You can follow us on Twitter at MCMI Report. You can hit me up at GMS underscore MCMI. That's it for this week. Tune in next week, MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.